Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the City Council Chamber, City of Portland. Today is Thursday, May 20th, 2010. It's 2 p.m. We are in afternoon session. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Leonard? Fritz?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Can you please read the emergency ordinance time certain 717?
Adopt budget adjustment recommendations and the supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2009-10 spring supplemental budget process and make budget adjustments in various funds.
Mr. Scott, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Today, Council is considering the FY 2009-10 spring bump. Just as a reminder, the spring bump is the time when bureaus report on their financial and program performance in the current fiscal year, and they make adjustments to the current fiscal year budget, mostly dealing with year-end issues. We did have a work session on this a week ago, although it feels longer than that, but I think it was just a week ago, and there are a few changes in terms of what was actually filed. Well, what was filed is based on the changes that we discussed in that work session. However, we do have some technical changes to Exhibits 1 and 2, and I would appreciate a motion for those.
Move to supplement Exhibits 1 and 2 for new Exhibits 1
Second.
And 2. It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Approved. Please continue.
So the bump, just to hit the highlights, and again, we went over the details a week ago. It does have a total draw on contingency of $342,000. And just as a reminder, we have about $907,000 in contingency remaining for the rest of the year. So this would take about $342,000 out of that, leaving $565,000. The bump also, however, sets aside $400,000 of that contingency and uses it for next year's budget. So it will, again, take that over and carry it forward to next year. So after those two changes, there would be about $165,000 left between now and June 30th in general fund contingency. There are a number of other items in here. There are some carryover requests. Again, carryover requests generally were not granted, but there were some exceptions made in this bump that are showing up. It's about $286,000 of carryover. There are six bureaus that asked for and received compensation set aside this year. And again, based on earlier guidance, bureaus that do take their compensation set aside in this year will be required to pay that back either next year or over the next couple of years. And then there are a number of new requests, which I just mentioned, coming out of contingency for $342,000, and then some technical adjustments as well. And I'm happy to answer any questions on the bump.
Discussions from council or amendments?
Mayor, I have an amendment.
Okay.
And I'm going to read this just to make sure I get it right. I have a change to the spring bump that my office has discussed with financial planning and with the mayor's office. And I may have misspoken during our work session last week. The council has approved the acquisition of several park properties, including Gilbert Heights and Terrace Trails Play Haven, and Parks requested this year's O&M for these properties per the council policy. Because OMF wasn't able to get final confirmation last week prior to the lockdown of the spring bump, I was informed we would need to add the prorated O&M costs at this session. I have been told that OMF is prepared with the appropriate documentation for this change, and so I move that we amend the spring bump to include $34,761 for Parks O&M.
Second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion?
Is this a one-time allocation, Commissioner, or ongoing?
This would be ongoing.
Well, it's a one-time allocation in the bump. It is also an item for the approved budget, which will be coming back to council next week.
And it's contained there within, right?
Yes, it will be in the approved budget change memo.
And I misspoke last week during the work session. I got carried away when I said I thought this had been resolved. And apparently had been discussed but not resolved, and that was my error.
Carla, can you please call the vote?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Amendment is approved. Any other amendments?
I have an amendment.
Commissioner Leonard?
Relative to the Water Bureau that removes from the Water Bureau's budget the anticipated cost of acquiring the west side staging area.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. More discussion, Commissioner Leonard?
No.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, I just got this. So it's proposed that I support the amendment. I'm wondering about putting it into contingency, the 9.5 million going into contingency.
David? Why don't you have some of the Water Bureau financial folks come up as well?
Yeah, and actually I'll defer to them.
I actually had there was another question in the spring bump packages with 10 million already going into contingency this financial year, and now we're going to put another 9.5 million into contingency.
Cecilia, do you want to explain it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
This 9.5 million is proposed to go into contingency, and then there's already $10 million going into contingency. So I'm wondering why the extra going into contingency rather than paying down the rates for next year.
I'm Cecilia Hoon with the Department of Water Bureau. The money that's returning to contingency is basically reducing our budget appropriation. When we developed the 10-11 rates, we had already factored in the savings that we identified that it was $9 million that's in here. And then...
So it's like an ending fund balance. So this does reduce the rates. They use the word contingency, but it reduces the rates.
My understanding is it was previously planned to spend it on the west side staging area. So it couldn't have been going to decrease.
No, she's not talking about that. She's talking about you asked about the original balance that was in there that was dedicated to reducing the rates. This will further be dedicated towards reducing the overall budget of the Water Bureau next year.
So when it goes into contingency, how much of contingency is then set aside to going into paying for things in the rates, in the project list?
What will happen is the money that's going back to contingency will be used to fund the capital program in next year, and we will basically have to sell less bonds next year that was planned.
So the $9.5 million that was going to be used soon to purchase a property, have we already bonded for that?
No. We will return that money to contingency, and next year our plan to sell bonds will be reduced by that amount. So our plan is to sell bonds again next year to fund the capital program. That amount will be reduced by this amount of $9 million.
So each year you buy the bonds for that year's CIP program? You don't bond 2 years ahead in advance?
We, in the past, have bonded for 2 years, but because our capital program has grown for our LT2 projects, our plan currently is to be selling bonds on an annual basis for the next 4 years.
Okay. So the $9.5 million that was currently in the previous package, apart from the amendment, went into setting the rates that...
were presented, yes.
That were presented, and you were counting on that.
Yes.
And so now this additional $9.5 million... why does it go into contingency rather than...
It's just the account that's been used to hold money until we need it, and we'll be putting it into the budget next year as part of the transfers.
And did the money that you put into contingency this year come from the external materials and services, which decreased 23% this year?
No, it should be out of the capital expenditures.
So the capital expenditures are shown on budget, but it's the external materials and services which are down to $23 million from $31 million. So what happens to that money?
Oh, I'm sorry. That must be the same.
I'm looking at page 41 of 118 in the bump.
I think she said 41.
You're referring to the projections in the Water Bureau's write-up, in the Financial Planning Division's Bureau write-up of the Water Bureau's budget?
Yes. So we had the revised budget being 31 plus million and the year-end projection being 23.9 million. Where does those savings go into? Which fund, which line item?
those also have been planned to be returned to contingency as far as setting the rates next year.
So if I can, there's the mechanical, I just want to see if my understanding is at all near correct. We can't budget directly from this year on these line items and inject it into next year's budget line item. It first has to do the half step of contingency, and then that's the means for which it is brought over from one fiscal year to another. Is that accurate?
It helps transition it to other capital projects. The money will be spent on other capital projects,
yeah,
not on acquiring the West Side Light Rail. And it goes right to that place, to park, until it's then used for capital projects that are included in the budget that will be approved.
That are authorized. And it's
right,
it's part of your cash flow, cash transfer.
That's right.
Right.
And we currently have the cash because we were just about to spend it on this land, right? The $9.5
million. Yes.
So I don't understand why that only reduces the proposed rate 0.9% when the cuts within the Water Bureau, which were going to be 1.9%, were much less than $9.5 million. So how come it only buys us back 0.9% of a rate decrease?
Well, it's a capital expenditure, so the amount that would actually buy down on the rate would only be the debt service on that capital expenditure, and I think that would have been roughly $500,000, $450,000, roughly, the debt service on the $9.5 million. So, again, the rate buy down would only be the debt service on that portion. It wouldn't be the entire amount.
Because you've got a long list of capital projects, and as you have money, you work your way down the list, is that?
I think that's part of it, but Water can talk more detail about their specific rates, but in general, the large capital bureaus, the enterprise bureaus, their rates are based on their operating costs, which include debt service on the projects which they're currently funding or they've currently taken out debt for. But they don't generally charge in those rates the entire cost of the capital project because that's what we finance it over a number of years.
Right.
So it's showing in the external materials and services line, it's showing $8 million plus down for this year, and then in next year's projected request, you're asking for an increase in $8 million in external material and services. Is that essentially a carryover?
I can speak at least to the current year projection. We are projecting the year-end balance will be lower, which then the Water Bureau could carry over to next year, and I don't have their 10-11 information in front of me that it seems like you're referring to.
The 10-11, which I have from the bumps, asked for $42 million in external material services, which is significantly more than the $23 million that was spent this year. So I'm trying to get a handle on what has already been factored into rates and what hasn't.
And so everything in Water Bureau's 10-11 request that is showing up there, including the $40-plus million in M&S, would have been factored into their rate request as part of next year's budget.
And why would there be a close to $20 million increase in external materials and services next year compared with what we spent this year?
It might be just the mix of the projects that we have in the capital plan, because you're looking at the total budget, which includes both the operating and the capital.
And if we were buying the property, what line item would that be under in next year's budget? Capital outlay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
By next year's budget, are you referring to
10-11,
okay. So there will be no capital outlay for the West Side property in 10-11.
That's correct.
Right.
Because that was taken out by an earlier amendment yesterday.
Yeah. The plan was to have the purchase made in the current year before the end of the fiscal year, so there was never budget in the 10-11 capital budget for this purchase.
But you're right, Mayor. Our amendment yesterday to the rate ordinance reflects that change, which is why the rate went from 12.9 to 12.
We're addressing it in the bump because it was your expectation to spend that money in this fiscal
year. This fiscal year. That was the goal.
Now we're closing the loop, and that's why the commissioner in charge is bringing this amendment.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Any other discussion from council? Carla, can you please call the vote?
Fish.
I appreciate, by the way, that exchange and the explanation. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate this amendment, and I guess I just want to reiterate a little bit about what we discussed yesterday about this West Side property as a staging area for the city. This demands a broader council participation in this decision-making process than is what has occurred to date. This entire council cares about the safety of this city. This entire council should be involved in decisions of this nature. What was going to happen was basically we were going to buy the most prime industrial piece of property, job-ready, shovel-ready in Northwest Portland, and turn it into parking lots and storage structures for the city. That's a very key piece of property. It demands a lot larger conversation that involves people in the business community. It also involves, given the fact that this property was also in a liquefaction zone, which runs contrary to being prepared for earthquakes, we need to be looking at other sites on the west side and perhaps dispersed sites too. And I want to see the council have a work session on this topic before any further expenditures are made. I don't want to see this being made as some sort of a budget move by the Water Bureau or somebody else without the full council's participation in this. These are important decisions. We all take them seriously, but they also affect, in this particular instance, as I said, jobs. And I think we're all about creating jobs in the city, too. So I look forward to those future discussions. I appreciate the amendments and discussion yesterday and the amendment Commissioner Leonard just brought forward, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Leonard.
Well, I need to react to that. To somehow suggest, as Commissioner Saltzman did yesterday, that the Water Bureau has not got a connection to a west side staging area, and it would be inappropriate for the Water Bureau to spend ratepayer dollars to buy a staging area for the west side. I was actually dumbfounded yesterday when I heard that said. We actually, a few years ago, during immediately after the August 29th, I think it was 2007, Hurricane Katrina strike, sent two crews of 30 Water Bureau employees to New Orleans and helped that city restore its water, which we were told by the mayor of New Orleans and others saved lives, not just from the perspective of providing people drinking water, but from a firefighting perspective. To somehow suggest that there's no connection from the Water Bureau to a staging area on the west side that would require the same services as the east side requires if in case there's a cataclysmic event, such as an earthquake that would drop all the bridges in the city, such as some kind of an incident that would remove the one pipe that carries water from the east side to the west side, is irresponsible. And to somehow suggest that, as Commissioner Saltzman did, it should be on Terminal 1, which is in a flood zone, which is the last place you want to have a staging area, is I don't know how to react to that. I'm happy to have a fuller discussion. I'm happy to talk about this as thoroughly and as transparently as anybody does, but I hope it includes a lack of any other agendas being brought to the table as we discuss it. Let's find a west side staging area. If you want to find a better place than that, I'm happy to do that, but I don't appreciate some of the things that have been said leading up to that. Aye.
I support this amendment, and I'm glad to see that we're not moving ahead with this proposed west side staging area without the full council discussion. Obviously, there's a lot of discussion that needs to be had, and I would also like to join in a work session to look at the alternatives. Clearly, we need a west side staging area to provide safety in emergencies, and we equally clearly need to find a sustainable and reasonable funding mechanism. We can't be looking to the Water Bureau to be the bank of the city. And before we move forward, we need to discuss how the other public safety bureaus, police, fire, transportation, BOAC, all general fund bureaus would be able to pay their fair share of any new facility. So I would look forward to that discussion. I'm also glad to see that this does decrease the rates by 0.9%. It still means that the 12% proposed rate increase includes no cuts to staffing in the Water Bureau, which, considering all of the bureaus are taking cuts, including public safety, I can't support. And indeed, in BOAC, we're taking 7% cut. In my little Office of Neighborhood Involvement, we're doing staff reductions with fewer than 25 people. So the notion that with over 600 employees in the Water Bureau and with a budget of $224 million, that there can be no savings found within the Water Bureau, I just can't accept that. But that's a discussion for another day. I'm pleased to vote aye on the amendment.
Adams.
So our although not clear in media coverage today, the forecasted rate for water, which last year was 18%, will come in at 12%. And the requested rate increase in environmental services at 6.9 will come in at 6.35. And we've worked hard to balance impacts of rates on families and businesses that are struggling in this tough time with staying up on maintenance and responding to our federal and state mandates in addition to community expectations. It was 2.5 years ago that I agreed to support the Sears Armory future as housing. And in that discussion, my colleagues might recall that I remained very concerned about the fact that the West Side did not have a staging area, given that the Sears Armory was quite well suited for a West Side staging area. I asked for and got council authorization to work with the mayor at that time to come up with a site for the West Side staging area. It was an explicit part of our discussion in making that decision about the Sears Armory. So 2.5 years have transpired, and we've looked at sites all across the West Side and be happy to share the results of that work. Every single site has pluses and minuses. There are almost no sites that are not subject to liquefaction, that are a flat plane, flat in terms of the right lacking in an incline, and or subject to flood or landslides, and also suitable in terms of providing not just freeway, but other access, local access points across the West Side. But no site is perfect. All the sites, unless this council wants to change residential or commercial zoning, all of these sites we looked at were either heavy commercial or industrial. Why? Because I think the city should play by the same rules that it requires businesses to play by, and that is, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, this really is an industrial use. It is akin to a freight transfer station. It is akin to car leasing. It is akin to automobile importation that already occurs. It needs to be more than just storage of vehicles, though, as important as that is. It also has to have a certain number of supplies for the West Side to be ready. We've also been talking to cell phone providers about right now they have a lot of their backup equipment for the West Side only in the suburbs and not located in the downtown area. So I'm happy to share all this work with my council. And I welcome the good, tough questions, but if the litmus test is put out there that once again we find a quote-unquote clever excuse to ignore this issue, then the responsibility for our failure to act should something come to pass rests on our collective shoulders. We will address this, or I will die trying.
Mayor. Aye. Mayor, may I just clarify one thing?
Now you can.
Just friendly amendment. It was actually 1.5 years ago. It feels like 2.5 years. And the reason I know it was 1.5 years ago was that shortly after that debate, the property owner across the street from the Jerome Sears site put up a billboard that says, "I am ruining Multnomah Village." So just point of privilege, I want to acknowledge that it was 1.5 years ago.
It's still there.
It's still there, and my name ID went through the roof in Southwest Portland, but I just want to acknowledge that. So.
I appreciate the friendly correction.
Thank you.
All right, that gets us to the main motion, consideration of the bump. Is there any additional discussion? All right, Carla, would you please call the vote on item number 717.
Fish.
Andrew, the reason we're not going to have a more extensive discussion on this is that your office has done a superb job working with each of the council offices to make sure that there's a comfort level and an understanding of these numbers. And I think each time we dig into these various budget books and grapple with these numbers, it's very complicated. A lot of time and energy goes in each office to understanding it. But it is the one constant is it's a pleasure to work with you and your team to make sure that we understand what's before us and also that the appropriate adjustments are made. So I just want to, again, thank you for your courtesies that you and your team extend to my team. And I thank the mayor for his leadership on the bump process, which I think has been a relatively smooth operation. And I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I second Commissioner Fish's comments regarding the Office of Management and Finance and your team. In fact, this bump packet has become something that I'm carrying around. It's dog-eared because it's very helpful as a concise guide to what all the bureaus do and what their budgets were this year and next year. And I found it very, very helpful, as have you and your staff have been also. And I particularly appreciate my colleagues' concurrence with our requests for cable and for the Office of Human Relations, which enables us to do the work that we do. Aye.
Adams.
Good work. More to come. Aye. So approved. Can you please read